To all the gang at Bridge North College, especially Sally and Tina and Joanne, who are loafing around in the college in the common room at the moment. Got nothing better to do than listen to this nonsense, honestly. Anyway, have a good day. Right, got a record coming up for you in just a second. First of all, the old job finder swings into action once again with three job vacancies from the Ludlow Job Centre. More information from the Job Centre, and I'll tell you how in just a sec. First up is for a clerk typist aged 17 to 40 years old in Clibbury-Mortimer. Salary is negotiable. 40 hours a week, 8.30 till 4.30, Monday to Friday. Your duties will include reception, answering the telephone, operating the duplicating machine, typing and general clerical duties. That's job number 867. Make a note of that number. Job 889 is for a trainee machine operator, age 17, in Clibbury-Mortimer. Salary is negotiable, 8 to 5, Monday to Friday, learning all aspects of the manufacture of concrete products, making up the mix, filling and stacking moulds. By the way, you must fulfil the Young Workers Scheme. Inquire if you're eligible for that, and that's job number 889. Lastly, got some Saturday jobs still to go for sales assistants in Ludlow. $185 an hour if you're 18 years old, 4 hours a day on a Saturday only. Smart, presentable people here for 4 hours work, stocking shelves, dealing with customers, and working on the checkout till I mention you have some fun as well. Job number 1004. Get more information on those jobs from the Ludlow Job Centre on Ludlow 3158. Or pop along and see them in Castle Square. They'll fix you up with an interview and show you a whole range of other job vacancies too. Employers, don't forget, your vacancies can be filled quickly and easily by contacting the Job Centre on the same phone number. Now, there's more with Roger this afternoon. It's 11.46. Sunshine Radio. for all the gang at Bridge North College. King. Love and Pride. It's 11 minutes to 12. Music coming up from the Eagles and the Style Council.
Cognate & Company, Ludlow. Cognate & Company, sole area representatives for Ham International, who manufacture and sell the range of CB and amateur radio equipment aimed at the wholesale and retail markets. Cognate & Company for rigs, public mobile radio, navigational marine equipment, transceivers for taxis, agriculture and other uses. Cognate & Company, the experts in all aspects of modern communications equipment, supplying all types of aerials complete with riggings, and telephone equipment such as auto dialers and call diverters. Cognate & Company, Whitegate, 12 Farden, Ludlow. Communicate with Cognate on Ludlow 890 861. Ludlow 890 861.
P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds, 170. Whites, 150 for a 55-pound bag. Carrots and Swedes, too, at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the butchers, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm. Farm Honorbury, the home of good vegetables.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
At Ludlow Tyre Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tyre Services, opposite the Cork Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
2 9 9.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. Nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody. If it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance. Make it come out right.
that West Coast sound. Eagles, Heartache Tonight. Got the new single from Don Henley coming up in just a few minutes' time after the news at 12. Firstly, I want to tell you about something which is going on a week on Friday. The Blakes 3 at the Greyhound Inn at Leinster. Tickets £2, food available, no admission after 10 o'clock. That's a gig with Blakes 3, Greyhound Inn, Leinster. Friday week, Friday 1st of March, tickets £2. Not quite sure where you can get tickets from, I guess from the Greyhound. Anyway, best of luck with that. Don't forget the video chart coming up in around about 35-40 minutes time. Find out what are the most popular videos in the Sunshine Radio area, and that's courtesy of the Midland Video Centre. Well, the news is next on 103.5, and these are the Style Council.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Ports and airports have been put on alert for the killer of a peer's son-in-law. Adam Sedgwick, estranged husband of a daughter of the Marquess of Normanby, was shot dead in a drugs-dealing feud. The 32-year-old film director was blasted in the head from a sawn-off shotgun at a flat in Fulham, West London. Lindsay Taylor reports.
Neighbours say they heard arguing, breaking sounds, then shots. Vivian Luck raised the alarm.
A bang followed by another bang and breaking glass. I looked out the window. Saw a girl running out of the house screaming, calling for help and the police.
Pensioner Lillian Godfrey had thought it was one of the frequent rows at the flat until the woman ran out, hysterically shouting,
"It's murder, it's murder, it's murder." Screaming she was, swearing and screaming and jumping up in the air.
Police are questioning two of the flat occupants as witnesses, but are still hunting two men seen running away. Lindsay Taylor, IRN, South West London.
An inquest has heard that a South London mother and her daughter, found dead at their flat 5 days ago, died of hypothermia due to carbon monoxide poisoning. A second child was also overcome by fumes, but he was declared brain dead. The inquest at Southwark was adjourned until next month as investigators try to find the source of the fumes. Leicestershire police are coordinating a massive forgery investigation. It's rumoured that up to £300,000 in counterfeit notes have been seized so far. Tony Cook reports.
Spearheading the investigation is the head of Leicestershire CID, David Baker. In a statement, he's revealed that a number of forces are involved and several people have already been arrested. They're expected to appear in court shortly. Mr. Baker says the inquiries have been widespread and adds there's still a long way to go. He won't confirm or deny rumours as to how much is involved, but it's believed to be a substantial amount in forged £20 notes. Tony Cook, IRN, Leicestershire.
Pay rises are still running well ahead of the rate of inflation. Figures just released show that average earnings rose by 6.5% in the year to December. And the underlying increase, which accounts for seasonal factors and delayed pay settlements, is still running at 7.5%. The Prime Minister wants Britain to stage the Olympic Games in 1992. The government's asked the British Olympic Association to bid for the Games, and a feasibility study is now being prepared. Opposition MPs have welcomed the move, but as Rob Goldstone reports, they're asking where the government will find the £1 billion needed to stage the Olympics.
The request for London to stage the 1992 Games has come from Mrs. Thatcher herself. The government's made no official statement, but Dick Palmer, General Secretary of the British Olympic Associations, confirmed they've been approached.
We were much encouraged that this interest was being shown by the government, and indeed would want to further it as far as we can.
Labour MPs say they'll back any attempt to have the Games here, but former Labour Sports Minister Dennis Howell says he fails to see how the government will justify the expense.
How can the government want to put in a bid or encourage a bid for the Olympics at this time when it is not allowing any local authorities in the country to spend any money?
Independent Radio News.
Good afternoon. Just ahead of the great new song from Don Henley, the Sunshine Radio weather. Well, if there's any rain, sleet or snow where you are at the moment, that should die away this lunchtime, giving rise to a cloudy but fairly warm day. Well, a bit warmer than of late anyway, around 5 degrees centigrade right now. And the outlook for tomorrow, continuing dry and rather cloudy. One or two bright and sunny intervals here and there.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.